Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
If I turn the old microphone up, good Sunday morning. Yes, I'm just getting up. Bet you are too. Glad you were able to join us here on News 102.3 KRMG for Senior Class. Our mission is to discuss all aspects of life and living in our senior years and living with someone who's in their senior years. And your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, we have a great show in store for you today. We're going to talk about techniques for managing cancer pain that are non-opioid. But first, I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up
Hi.
With us today.
You know, sometimes when you first say your hellos, you sound like the announcer on the loudspeaker, like at high school.
I love it.
The principal used to come over.
Bong,
it's like,
bong,
yes,
bong.
Yeah.
Good morning, students.
Senior class. I love it.
Well, that is kind of exactly what I want. We've all graduated from the workforce, and we've made it to retirement, so go to the head of the class, and that's what we're here
You're
and
our
doing
principal.
Today. Yes, I am. Oh, my gosh.
You're the principal.
I just pictured that. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I want to welcome to the studios Ronald Watkins. He's a native Oklahoman, and he's our expert today to talk about holistic health and techniques for managing cancer pain. Ron, thanks for waking up with us today and filling
morning,
in
morning.
On a short notice for us this morning.
Not a problem.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what our topic is today.
Well, what we're going to be talking about is things that I have put together from NLP and EFT, hypnosis, and mindfulness. These are things that NIH, the National Institute of Health, has brought together and said works well. We are in an opioid crisis, as everybody knows.
Yeah, we really are. We're looking to try to mitigate the amount of opioids that our chronically ill elderly take. Mm-hmm. So when you reached out, I thought this could be a great topic of an alternative way to manage that chronic pain. Because, you know, I was thinking about it this weekend before the show. Chronic pain, if you've not really suffered from it, you don't understand. It's debilitating.
Exactly.
Can change your personality, can change your attitude towards life because you're in pain all the time. It's like living through life with your thumb in a vice grip that's always at about a 7 or 8,
right,
you know,
yeah,
as far as pain. And most people don't understand that. And when you use medication, it tends to change your personality as well.
It certainly can. And we've seen Oklahoma, one of the worst hit states for this opioid
exactly.
crisis. This is mm-hmm. absolutely no joke, folks. And while, you know, they've passed medical marijuana, that's all great. And that's going to be something that some people will be able to use. That's going to take a while. That is down the road. And
mm-hmm.
here's something that you can actually look into right now. So you threw out a couple acronyms there, and we'll get into some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, folks may have questions about all this today. It's an interesting topic, and it's going to raise some question marks. So we want them to be able to call in. You can absolutely call in this morning, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764 if you've got questions for us this morning. Or you can text your question if you're just too darn shy to be on the radio. We got you covered. Text your questions to 95920. Rusty?
Ron, can you talk a little bit about pain?
There are basically two kinds of pain that people talk about. One's acute and one's chronic. Acute pain primarily means that it's something ongoing at the current time. So if you break your ankle, that's going to be acute pain. Chronic pain is something that is more long-term.
Like arthritis.
Like arthritis, or cancer pain. And so the Cancer Research Institute of the UK said that there's, as far as the amount of pain is concerned, that the type of cancer, where it is, the stages, the stage that the cancer is in, and whether the cancer or treatment has damaged any nerves. Those are the primary causes. Those are the primary things that
relate to pain.
Doctors look at. Now, what I look at is factors such as fear, anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, things like that. I'm not a doctor, so I don't treat the cancer itself. What I do is I work with how the perception of the client is going on.
So you are a certified hypnotherapist.
I am.
Mind over matter, right? That's pretty much the premise here.
Right.
Your mind is such a powerful thing, though. You know,
really
I truly
is.
Believe that. I mean, if you think about, you know, I put myself in a frenzy sometimes, just in a state of anxiety, just totally focused on, you know, something I'm worried about or concerned about. And it
wow,
really
you're
causes...
the only one I know that.
I know. But it, because it manifests itself as physical symptoms.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very real.
Exactly.
People think anxiety or, you know, things like that, it's just a blanket label or a cop-out, but it's a very real physical thing that happens.
And it affects you not just mentally, but emotionally,
physiologically.
You should just be quiet.
Hearing the word cancer come out of your doctor's mouth,
that's the first
it's going to be stressful and going to send you possibly spinning down that rabbit hole a little bit.
Yeah, that's the first trauma that people go through.
Is the diagnosis?
Yeah.
The
trauma of the diagnosis itself is one of the major things that I work with because it's one of the initial.
Right.
And having trauma. The attitude towards healing as opposed to fear has got to be a big part of it, right?
Right.
Okay, well, so tell us a little bit about some of these techniques.
Okay. So like I said earlier, what the American Cancer Institute has done is it's come out with a list of 15, 16 different things that are non-medical that they think work. And so some of those are like acupuncture, biofeedback, TENS units, heat and cold, things like that.
A lot of the things that I hear from my regular primary care physician.
Sure, exactly. Now, what I do is I work with visualization, distraction techniques, hypnosis, NLP, EFT, and mindfulness. And some of the techniques that I'll be teaching in the class, we didn't mention the class.
Yes.
I'm doing a class, and Rusty, I apologize. We talked about this yesterday.
No problem.
It is August the 18th.
Okay, August 18th, and that'll be at the Glenpool Library, and you're going to be speaking, demonstrating some of the techniques?
What I want to do is I want to teach the techniques to whoever shows up.
Right.
And so that they can take them away. And this will be an ongoing class until I get the 21 techniques taught.
Now, it is a free class for all of our listeners.
Totally free.
So do people need to just show up? Do they need to RSVP?
They can call or text me at 405-401-3519. And I will help them as far as what their any questions that they might have and so forth.
Maybe directions to where they need to be.
Well, yeah, it's the Glenpool Library. It's on the internet. It's really easy to find.
Okay.
And it's going to be from noon to two. I'll probably get through maybe three techniques a week. And what I am really interested in doing is teaching a number of people. Now, one of the things that I want to put out is that I'm not a doctor, and so whenever the first...
These are hypnotherapy techniques and other techniques to learn how to deal with pain.
Hypnosis and several others.
All right, so we're going to go to break. So grab a pen and paper so I can give out Ron's phone number. And we are taking texts and questions relating to hypnotherapists. Russell?
Yep. If you'd like to text us a question, you can text it to 95920. And if you'd like to call, well, we'd like to talk to you. So that number's 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. You're listening to Senior Class. We are live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Coming up here in, 9 minutes or so, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast. We'll see how that's going to go. Looks like we may have a little bit of rain later in the week. Living the Well with Dr. Booze starts after that. Meanwhile, if you've got questions for us today, and it's an interesting topic, we're talking about alternative pain therapies, getting people off of opioids, and one of those is hypnosis and some of the associated disciplines there. And we've got an expert. If you've got questions for him, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Text us at 95920. Your host for Senior Class is Principal Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We do have a great show in store for you. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Brittany, thanks for waking up with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
And we have Ron Watkins. He is helping cancer patients deal with pain through hypnosis. Ron, thanks for waking up with us today. You have an event coming up for free for cancer patients to teach them how to deal with pain. We've asked our listeners to grab a pen and paper. What do they need to do to attend, and where is it and when?
It's going to be at the Glenpool Library. It's going to start August the 18th from noon to 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's free class. Wear comfortable clothing. It's for cancer patients, caregivers, doctors, nurses, hospice workers. Basically, what we will be doing is going through several weeks of class so I can teach 21 techniques using NLP, EFT, hypnosis, mindfulness.
Interesting. So tell me, how did you get into this line of work? What's your background, first of all?
Oh, my background's in business.
Oh, okay.
I've owned several businesses and
also an ordained minister. And let's not overlook your military service during the Vietnam War. This man was an air evac medic. Okay, those guys had cojones, my friends.
Yes, they did. They were given bandages and flown into
and
battlefields.
Flown directly into a hot battle landing strip.
Pick up people and then take them away. So we do appreciate your service. So
thank you.
Was there a passion that got you into pain management?
You know, I've been looking at that for several years, but my brother in 2015 died. He had gone through a couple of years of esophageal cancer. Mm. And I would make trips from Oklahoma City up here regularly to work with him and kind of help. One day he called and he said that he had a real problem with the first radiation treatment. Mm. They had put him in the mask and shoved him in the machine and turned it on. And whenever we talked, he said, there were flashing lights and there was this sound of fans. And he went through the first one okay. But when they put him in the second time, mm-hmm. he just totally freaked.
Right. Hmm.
And so one of the NLP techniques that we...
Okay, I'm going to stop you one second.
Yeah, we're using
a lot
of
NLP stands for. What's that mean?
All right, so it stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Neuro-linguistic. So neuro, the mind.
Mm-hmm. Linguistic is words.
How we use words, how words are given meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And then programming, back in the 60s when this was first done, computers, programming was just...
relatively new.
Yeah, it was very new. And one of the guys that started NLP was a computer programmer. And so they thought, you know, we have programs in our mind that we have gathered over the years, and whenever something happens, that one of those programs
kicks in.
Well, and that makes sense. So I mean, we all have our triggers and we all have our routines. And,
right.
All right. So your brother,
the second time he goes through, he freaks out. They have to stop the machine. They have to stop the treatment. He called and I drove up and ran him through an NLP process. Took less than 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the next times he went in, he didn't have any problems. It was that trauma was dissipated. Mm. So
now I have to ask, did it help because he's your brother and he trusted you and he...
No, we do this with people all the time.
So and that's what you're going to do in the class is really go over some of these techniques. So these people, if they can't attend the 21, you know, different classes or learn the over the 7 weeks, they can attend from time to time and still sure. have some great takeaways.
Oh, yeah, they'll have... You bet.
What I liked on your brochure is that you're going to actually videotape this. So for yes. those people that want to pick one of those up, or right. if they miss, they're able to pick it up or use as a refresher
exactly.
with the techniques.
That's the idea, is being able to, for them to... Because I'll probably be going through things pretty rapidly. I'll be demoing, but so they can actually see how it works. But actually to pick up the technique, it's going to be better to be able to have it on tape.
Okay. You're listening to Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We're talking to Ron Watkins. He's a native Oklahoman, and we're talking about ways to deal with chronic pain, whether you're a cancer patient or you suffer from debilitating arthritis or any other chronic pain condition. Brittany?
So what kind of training did you go through, and you know, how did you become
a hypnotherapist?
Yeah.
I started back in the 80s. I've been through literally thousands of hours of training in NLP, including trainer's training. So I actually train NLP.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through thousands of hours of hypnosis. I'm an NGH National Guild of Hypnosis certified mm-hmm. hypnotist. I went through Ron Esslinger's class or training 3 years ago. He is a nurse anesthetist. Mm-hmm. I never can say that.
You said it pretty well.
You did. You got it.
Very well.
And he did that in the Navy. He's probably one of the best known pain management people in hypnosis.
Okay, well, let's not gloss over that.
Yes.
This man did hypnosis in the Navy. It's like the military gets the power of this, folks. So this is not like a parlor trick.
It is not. It is not a magic trick. There have been clinical papers and studies. There was an individual that had to have open heart surgery, and he was allergic to all of the anesthetic.
Yep.
So through hypnosis, they were able to complete an entire open heart surgery on this individual.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's. You have to remember that before anesthesia came around, hypnosis was the preferred method for mm-hmm. Anesthesia in the medical field.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar to like meditation and things like that,
really
though, where your mind can just overcome.
It is.
Everything around you, including your own body. I mean, it's crazy.
Okay, if you want to attend the upcoming event, it is August 18th. Now, is that a Saturday? What day of the week is that?
That is a Saturday.
And it is from noon to 2 o'clock. Wear comfortable clothing. It's for anyone, whether you're a caregiver, you're suffering from cancer, you have chronic pain. It will be at the Glenpool Library. If you want more information, you can give Ron a call or text at 405-401-3519. That's 405-401-3519. Russell?
All right. We are going to take a quick time out for the news, get you caught up in everything else that's going on in the big wide world today, and of course your forecast from our friends at Fox 23. But we'll be back after the break. If you've got questions for us today, give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Or you can always text us at 95920. The topic today, pain management. We'll be back with more of Senior Class after the news on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I've got sunshine.
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. We are talking about alternative therapies for chronic pain management. You know, opioids are killing a lot of people. Marijuana, sorry, it's the law, but still down the road a ways. There are other techniques, and some of them do not involve taking substances into your body. And we have an expert here to talk about that today. Your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Brittany Burridge, from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. Hello, how are you doing today?
Just great.
And we have live in the studios our certified hypnotherapist expert, Ron Watkins. Ron, thanks for taking time to wake up with us today and talk about alternative ways to fight and battle pain. I know with working with seniors day in and day out, a lot of folks suffer from chronic pain, whether it's from cancer or arthritis. And we're talking about techniques that people can use in the comfort of their own home to help battle that. Brittany?
Right. Yeah. And I do want to point out, too, you know, opioids aren't just killing people, but they also affect your day-to-day life causing their own set of symptoms.
That's a great point.
They're ruining families, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and not just that, but I mean, we find a lot of elderly people that are on opioids and they cause constipation all kinds of symptoms
Terrible side effects.
So I think this is an important thing to explore. But when we left, we were talking about hypnosis, and some people are afraid of being hypnotized.
The elephant in the room.
Right, yeah. Well, yes. They think, you know, I mean, you picture being hypnotized, and it's like, oh, mind control. Controlling my mind.
Ron said during the break, do you want me to give you an example? The first thing I thought is they're going to make me be a chicken alive on the air. No demonstration.
So talk to us, and that very well may be why we haven't received any texts yet, because everybody's like, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to do that. So talk to us a little bit about what hypnosis is. Is it a scary thing? Is it mind control? Tell us more.
You know, back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, there were a lot of movies that came out that that encouraged the myths of hypnosis, all of which are either untrue or really skewed.
Okay.
So hypnosis is basically a natural phenomenon that, believe it or not, we all go through several times a day.
Okay.
We go through going to sleep and waking up in the morning. We all go through what's called a hypnagogic state, which is hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right there at that little piece where you're not in control, actually. You're just about to fall asleep.
Okay.
But you're not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just about to wake up, but you're not quite awake yet. That is the hypnagogic state. If you go to a movie,
right,
and you get into the movie and you aren't aware of the other people in the audience or that you're either even in a theater,
you're so enthralled with the movie,
you're in a trance.
Yeah.
If you're riding down the road in the car and you're listening to some music and you're trying to really listen to the music and you miss your exit, you were hypnotized.
That's so interesting, too, I'm not kidding, guys. I've been driving before, and then I've said to myself, what have I been doing? Yeah.
How did I miss three exits?
No, not just that, but I'm like, what have I been doing for the past 5 minutes? Because I don't remember even paying attention to the cars that were passing by me. So that makes sense, you know? I mean,
there's a piece of hypnosis, and this is what I'll be teaching in the class, and it's called self-hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So in self-hypnosis, you are actually the one that's doing it. You're the one that's putting the suggestions together.
The parameters.
And so forth. So you're totally in control.
Okay.
So that takes the fear away of someone else controlling you.
Right.
Well, and hypnosis isn't actually control in the first place, because you can snap out of it just like that. Mm-hmm. If something is untoward, if there's a noise, or if something emergency happens, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
If you are
in a trance,
you can snap out of it just like that.
Hmm.
So see, that eliminates a little bit of that fear, because I think people's misconception is that, you know, you're put under this trance and then you can't be released out of it until somebody rings the bell or whatever, you know. So I think that probably eases a little bit of the...
And you cannot hypnotize someone and have them rob a bank for you, right?
No, unless there they would that do that...
On their own anyway.
Well, they want to. Okay. Yeah.
If they were a bank robber.
Yeah. You could probably make them a better bank robber. If you...
All right. Okay. So I do want to talk about the emotional freedom technique,
EFT.
The EFT, because a lot of the seniors that we work with, because of the chronic pain, they tend to find themselves in a whirlwind of emotion, whether it's happy, sad, glad, mad.
And that's exactly what EFT is for. Gary Craig developed... He actually, 40 years ago, took a training and a technique called TFT, Thought Field Therapy, which is another tapping. And you'll hear or you'll see on the internet things called tapping techniques.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What they are is they use the meridian system that's developed by the Oriental medicine.
Okay.
You don't use needles. I'm averse to needles myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you simply tap on certain...
nerve centers on the body with your fingers.
While you're saying or holding a particular state. And what they've found is that by doing the routine of tapping, which is... I can teach somebody to do in 20 minutes. It's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we use a SUD scale. Let's say that they're at a 9, which is really emotional. Mm-hmm. And in a matter of 15, 20 minutes, I can have them down to a 2 or 3.
See, that's amazing. Is it just you're teaching them the way to control their own anxiety? Is it the tapping that's reminiscent of a heartbeat in a mother's womb? I mean, have they come clinically to any real understanding of why and how?
It depends on whether you're an Occidental or an Oriental.
Okay.
The Orientals totally understand this.
Mm-hmm.
We have not figured out, in Western medicine, we have not figured out the electrical system of the body yet, which is what the Orientals figured out 2,000, 3,000 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So what the tapping does is it disrupts
the electrical impulse that's going through the body.
In the electrical system, not the nervous system.
But the electrical within the body.
Right.
And we all know that in the brain, because I've studied Alzheimer's and dementia, it's basically the firing of the neurons in the brain, which are electrical impulses that begin to die when you have Alzheimer's and the plaques start to come up. So you have an event coming up at Glenpool Library.
Glenpool Library.
It's coming up on August 18th. It's free to everyone.
Free.
And are you going to cover a lot of the things more in depth that we discussed today? And are you going to give some demonstrations?
I will be demonstrating everything over a period of time. I don't know how many weeks it'll end up being because I am pretty free-floating.
Mm-hmm.
And
dude, how do you make any money off of this? This is a free seminar.
I'm 70
you know, years. You, I mean, come on. There's got to be a catch. You know, free, 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 and then all our seniors are going to say, "There's nothing free. I'm not going to go see Ron." What's the catch?
All right. There's. I'm 70 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't.
You do this because it's your passion.
This because I want to.
Right.
Now, I am. What I am planning to do is whenever I tape these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make those available for sale
as a kit, as a 21-week program.
Yeah, or separately, whatever.
Okay.
So the videos will be for sale.
Okay, understood.
The people that come to the class, they get them free, though.
That's amazing. So that is August 18th at the Glenpool Library from noon to 2.
Right.
And you do want an RSVP, so you have an idea of how many seats to set up for.
Yeah, I have. They have like a limitation of about 50.
Okay.
So I do need to know
to get a head count.
Yep.
All right. So your phone number is 405
Right.
401
Correct.
3519. So grab a pen and paper, and we're going to give that number out again. And if you have a question or a comment or you'd like to text us, Russell, what do folks need to do?
Yep, they can text us at 95920, or they can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. We're going to take a quick time out. You are listening to Senior Class. We are live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
News 102.3 KRMG.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Coming up here in about 9 minutes, your top stories at the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And your forecast from Fox 23. We'll talk about the weather coming up. After the news, Living Well with Dr. Booze. If you've got questions for us this morning, you can text us at 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Your host for Senior Class. And we gave him a raise today. We've named him Principal.
I know.
Rusty McMurray.
Principal McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. Great show, as always, for you. We have Ron Watkins, a certified hypnotherapist, here in the studios today, and we're talking about how to deal with chronic pain. But first, I want to welcome Brittany Burridge from the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care, my co-host. Brittany, as always,
Principal Burridge.
Yes, you're the counselor. You get to hear all the sob stories from the folks in the audience.
I want to be the PE teacher.
There you go. That's even better.
Okay.
In modern education system, you may be doing both.
Okay, so. Cool.
That's true. Some of my friends are actually getting certifications so they can go and do some teaching in their that are semi-retired. And that's a good thing.
I like that. Yeah.
That really is. I mean, that shows a true give back. And I said to myself, I said, now you get to go into a room of a whole bunch of teenagers and be disrespected all day. And they said, well, if I can make an impact on one kid, it will make a difference in my life.
And not all teenagers are disrespectful, sir.
Oh, well, that's true. My kids are grown and gone, so I don't know what teenagers are like nowadays. But hey, we are talking about how to deal with chronic pain without putting something in your mouth, without smoking a medical marijuana, without taking an opioid. We're really trying to get to the root of holistic medicine. And Ron, that's what you do each and every day is teach people how to overcome pain and chronic illness through the power of their mind. Ron?
And I want to throw out that it is in coordination with the doctors, with the medical facilities.
Well, the National Institute of Health has more than confirmed time and time again the benefits of hypnotherapy and some of the other techniques that you use.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I like this because I'm opposed to taking medicine.
Yes, you are. That's why I thought you'd love this show.
Yeah, I do not take medicine. But I'm also a very anxious person. You know, I have 4 kids, so I'm constantly worried about something happening to myself or my children or, you know, whatever.
Your mom.
So, yeah, that's just our nature is to worry. So I really appreciate everything that you've discussed here today. You've mentioned mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Is that something different than what we've previously discussed? What is mindfulness?
Mindfulness it's called mindfulness or mindfulness meditation. And it is a technique that lets you dissipate stress. I mean, that's for what you just were just talking about. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. And it has some auxiliary positive things that go along with it. Sleep, help with sleep and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Lower blood pressure. Probably better circulation.
Yeah. So
what is it?
Mindfulness, basically, it's real simple, and yet it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mindfulness is simply focusing on something. Back in the day, we focused on a candle and things like that. And all you do is you focus on whatever the item is, and when your mind drifts, and it does, you simply, and without any kind of animosity or anything, you just simply bring your awareness back to the candle.
It is much, much more difficult than you could ever imagine to clear your mind completely because you tend to think about things without even knowing. So you may be focusing on the candle, but thinking about mowing the yard, and you have to redirect and refocus.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they've shown that this sounds really strange, but as little as 3 minutes a day can make a major difference in the stress level that you have. One of the best, if you want to do YouTube things, one of the best people that I like is Bruce Lipton, and his work with epigenetics. If you look at those, you will see how mindfulness works.
Okay, so you seem to have a pretty broad understanding of holistic healing. Are you doing anything else creative or fun? What have you read recently?
I'm working with a friend of mine. I didn't mention a while ago, but I'm also certified twice in various forms of coaching. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine, Cindy Brody, and I are developing, we've noticed the stress level with doctors.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing like 23% of doctors every year. Who are going on to do something else because the stress level in the medical community is so horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So we're developing a coaching process where we help physicians get the stress levels down to a
manageable level.
Yeah.
Without taking medication.
Yeah.
I like that.
And there's a lot of medication going on.
Physician, all right, so heal thyself.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You have an upcoming event that we'd like to promote. All of our listeners, it is a free event, and believe it or not, this is a free event. So you are
and an ongoing event.
And
let's,
it is.
Let's remind folks, this is the inaugural weekend of something that is going to be going for a while. Go ahead and tell them when and where, if you would.
It's going to be at the Glenpool Library in their room. It's on August the 18th. It'll go from noon to 2:00. And wear comfortable clothing. Call me at 405-401-3519, 405-401-3519.
Or just show up at the Glenpool Library at noon on August 18th. Well, once again, another great show. Thanks for waking up. And Russell, once again, another great topic here on our Senior Class show.
Very interesting. Yeah, and folks, if you tuned in late and you're thinking, gosh, I would have liked to heard more of that. Well,
podcast.
Gosh, I got it. Great news for you. This will be on a podcast at krmg.com. You'll be able to pull it up and listen to it right there. Hear more about what Ron had to say.
And we'll have you back, Ron. Great topic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Ron, I will be following up with you for a news story because I'll put my reporter hat on and talk to you later in the week. His phone number, one more time, if you're interested in that, is 405-401-3519, and that'll be at the Glenpool Library starting next Saturday from noon, Saturday the 18th,
right.
From noon until 2 o'clock. You've been listening to Senior Class, and we're live and local right here every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Up next, we got your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. My name's Russell Mills. Always enjoy hanging out with you. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you back here next week.
Been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.